a different, you know, a different team than the last couple of times we played them. So you just want to make sure you go out there and set the tone early for how you want to perform offensively and take it one play at a time.
The way Rodgers can put up points, do you feel more pressure as an offense to think you might have to outshoot him?
Well, there's always pressure. We got to put some points up. Obviously, last week, and the week before wasn't indicative of that. So we want to be able to come out there and put some points on the board and get ourselves going in the right direction early in the game.
Specifically because they've been phenomenal in stopping the run, does that make it harder to balance an offensive attack, or do you just say, look, we have to do it through the air?
We always want to be balanced with the run in the pass, but we have to understand and take what the defense gives us. You know, we have to be able to understand how they're playing us and be able to combat that with however we want, you know, however we want to, whether it's with the run or the pass. So we'll see how the game shapes up.
Coach McAdoo said earlier this week that he believes this offense is ready to break out. Do you believe that's the case, and how can you accomplish that?
I do believe that's the case. You can kind of feel it each and every week out there on the game field, and just being able to execute is how we accomplish it. Just being able to be where we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to be, in a timely manner, so Eli can depend on us to be in that spot and hit us with a timely pass and get things going. But I think we're right on the brink of it. We just got to be able to be diligent in our approach and continue going that way.
Kind of in the same vein, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, the potential of this passing offense with all the receiving threats around Eli. I mean, is this a spot where you really think you might be able to realize that full potential?
I hope so. This week is, you know, every week you want to realize and reach that full potential, but hopefully we can come together and this is that game where we kind of break out and everybody, goes for a tremendous amount of yards and touchdowns and things like that, and we can make some things happen. But the biggest key is winning the football game. Whatever we need to do, whatever our role enlists us to do to win the football game is our only goal.
How about with, you know, Odell specifically? He's had some monster games in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you get a sense, you know, like one of those is coming ever? I mean,
every time that kid touches the football, you think it's going to be a big one. So you just want to be able to get him the ball in space and be able to just watch him work. I mean, that's the thing with all of us, I feel like. You just want to get us the ball in an area where we can get some space and beat our defender one-on-one and see what happens.
Ben, you know, he didn't get a target to midway through the second quarter last week.
Mm-hmm.
Ben said, you know, that was something you had to work on. You agree with that? You got to try and get him involved, you know, more and sooner?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to get all your playmakers the ball early and often. I mean, that's the way you get them acclimated to the game early and get them into a flow, and then they're comfortable for the rest of the game. So, obviously, we want to get everybody the football in a way that they can utilize their skill set and get us first downs and touchdowns.